Tell him, King George. Just keep on rolling, baby. Keep on rolling. Monday morning. Roll along. You ever heard this bop?
No, I was about to say I like this.
Oh, yeah, baby.
This is good.
King George, baby. That was my summer patio song of the year, 2024.
This is perfect summer, chilling.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. Keep on rolling, baby.
Love it.
There was a birthday over the weekend. Jamal Charles.
Woo!
Of course, I go beyond the birthday, and I think to myself, now maybe there's a lot of recency bias here because of what this team has done, you know, either slept on or whatever. But I think with Jamal Charles, now, I was your age when he was doing his thing. Like, two and 14 teams? Like, I still believe he has the record for the most yards per average per rush at 5.2 and 5.1 NFL history. Nobody's ever gotten that. And maybe Saquon could beat that this year. I don't know what he's averaging per rush.
Yeah, there's only three guys career to average over 5 yards a carry.
Right. Yeah. And I was thinking to myself, if you were to put your top five Chiefs, no coaches, owners, none of that, players, top five of all time, I would bet you that 80% of people would not have Jamal Charles on that list.
Wow.
Because I think Mahomes and Kelsey and Chris Jones are on that list. Yeah. That means there's two more.
Yeah.
You know Derek Thomas is making that list.
Yep.
Which opens up that fifth spot. Now, there's people that have been on this earth longer than you and I, sadly or not, that are like Willie Lanier's in my list. Yeah, of course. Buck Buchanan, Bobby Bell, Lynn Dawson,
yeah.
John Stenerud probably makes it. Now, no, he's not a top five. But I would think that you would have Mahomes, Kelsey, Jones, Tony Gonzalez is probably in a lot of people's top five. So I don't know if that's a hot take. To say that Jamal Charles is in 90% of people's not top five. But, I mean, he's what? Easily in your top 10 of all time?
Has to be.
Right?
And you mentioned the age thing. I think that's probably why, for me, I'm the anomaly here. Jamal Charles is my favorite all-time Chief.
He was awesome.
He was amazing. And I was, you know, you said you were my age, so that means put me at that 14, 15, 16 range. Like, I'm coming into my sports knowledge, finding out everything, trying to just, like a sponge, soak up everything I can. And the one thing I could focus on for the majority of my teenage prepubescent life was Jamal Charles, man. Just one of the prettiest runners on the football field you've ever seen. It's like he's gliding.
The complete opposite of Isaiah Pacheco.
Exactly.
Like he would just tiptoe, make you move, make you miss. Whereas Pacheco's like, I'm just going to hit you in the mouth and have fun trying to stop it.
Like Pacheco's cleats get, you know, as far as they can wedged into the dirt. It felt like Jamal Charles' cleats weren't even, they were barely grazing the tops of those blades of grass. He was just so beautiful. It felt like at any moment's notice, he could put all of his weight onto one, you know, side of his body and then immediately go back. He was extremely agile and fun to watch. And, you know, he didn't even ever really have a great offensive line in front of him, let alone good.
Let alone a quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, he had Alex Smith, what, maybe a year?
Two years, maybe? Yeah, a year.
Yeah. And I mean, that's the thing that, and like, look, people on the text line, Will Shields, Willie Rofe.
Yep.
Screw Tony Gonzalez. He's a Falcon. They didn't use the word screw.
Thank you.
They used a different word that starts with F. Somebody said, I don't know if this is true or not. I assume it is. From day one, Saquon's at 5.8 yards per rush this year. That's gross.
Now, that's for one season.
Yeah. This was Jamal's career.
Career. 5.1, 5.2, whatever it was.
5-year career, basically. And then as quick as he was, it was over.
I still remember when he tore his ACL, that non-contact injury. Yeah, I knew it right away.
Was it? Was that in Indianapolis?
I think so.
On the pylon? Or was that Barry? See, no. Eric Barry, another one.
Eric Barry's
probably
a great
not in
one.
The top five of anybody's, but again, I mean, dude, I love Jamal. That was when, like, fantasy really started, like, cooking for me.
Yeah.
And he was on my team for 2 years straight, and that's why I didn't like Thomas Jones.
Yeah.
Because we're still standard. That's how old I am. We didn't know what PPR was. We were standard. We were, you know, Reggie. We didn't get to the good stuff yet. You know, we were separate. We were drafting running backs with our first five picks. Why would you take a receiver in the third round? and Jamaal Charles would run for like 140 yards, have like six receptions,
yep,
100 yards, and Thomas Jones would have like what? Four carries, two touchdowns, 10 yards. You're like, dude, stop.
Damn it.
It's like, how many touchdowns would Saquon Barkley had if Jalen Hurts didn't do the brotherly shove?
He he'd maybe be the MVP.
What's Jalen got? 12 touchdowns rushing?
Yeah, I think so.
Something stupid like that? Give Saquon six of those.
Unreal.
We'll get to the Brioche of the Weekend a little bit later on. Don't forget, surprisingly, my Brioche of the Weekend does come from Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. That's exciting.
Yeah. Couple players involved.
Okay.
And a fan.
I might know where you're going. Yeah, okay. I'm excited about that. Yeah, I'm excited to hear that. We had a text from the 913. Sad you missed Priest Holmes, man. I still got to see some Priest Holmes. Obviously, I've watched all the clips. But yeah, Priest Holmes, another one that I'm sure enters some top five.
Oh, he was awesome.
It was great.
Oh, he was awesome.
That's my brother's guy.
That was probably
he's
like
your age, so yeah, it makes sense.
That's the team that when I watched that from 2000 to like 2003 or whatever it was, or maybe it was 01 to 03, like that team, that's Willie Rofe, Will Shields, mm-hmm. Casey Wegman, Brian Waters, and, you know, all that offensive line. Trent Green was reborn. I'll still never forget when he threw the 99 touchdown pass and then hit him with the "Are you not entertained?" Because the year before it was a little rocky. They were spelling his name T-R-I-N-T, not T-R-E-N-T. And then Tony G's in his prime. Priest Holmes out here doing the you know, right before he scored a touchdown, set the scoring record of touchdowns. And then LaDainian Tomlinson, and then I think Sean Alexander ended up taking it or whatever it was.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, relevant, but he had it. God, that team was good. Derek Johnson was on that team. He'll join us at 7:25 as he does on Mondays. We'll take him down memory lane.
He'd be in my top list too.
Yeah, I mean, dude.
There's another, that same era, Jamaal Charles.
William Barty. No.
I was going to say, yeah. No, that's not entering my.
Is that what it was called? The electric slide?
Wow.
I don't know if that's what it was called, but that was a fun celly. That's for sure. Right before he get in the end zone, And you know what I loved about Priest that you never see anymore, really? He could do the leap into the end zone.
Dude, he was the best.
He was built like a brick, you know what house. Biggest biceps I've ever seen, ever. And with the eye. Saw him at Price Chopper one time and I was like, can I? And he was like, no, dude, what? I was like, sorry. I was 15 years old.
No.
I mean, some people might have Dante Hall, the text line comes in. Like, top five Chiefs, who are they? Mahomes, Kelsey, Jones. We go Derek Thomas for sure. That's four. That means there's one spot open, and you got who next? Do you put Lenny the Great in there because of what he was? Do you put Jamaal Charles there at fifth? If I had a gun to my head, I might have to put JC there.
Yeah, for me personally, like that's what I grew up watching. That's who I know. Like if you're old enough to remember Lindot, I completely get that. That makes sense for you. But for me in my life, my experience, yeah, it's Jamaal Charles, man. That was great. And a lot of that, like, kids growing up now, obviously Mahomes going to be their all-time favorite Chief. That's just, yeah. I mean, that's easy.
There's grown men that are going to say that.
Yes, and that's a great answer. That's completely fine. But something that was at least for me special about Jamaal Charles, as you mentioned, those were 2-14 teams. There weren't a lot of great players on those teams. Derek Johnson, Jamaal Charles, Tom Bahali, to name a few, were just pillars that kind of at least gave you an inkling of hope on Sundays that something good could happen.
Yeah, Jamaal Charles was like, I don't know, just such a home run hitter.
Yep.
And one of the most greatest individual games I've ever seen was that game against the Raiders.
The Raiders.
Where there's like reports out there that they were literally telling them like screen to the left at the line of scrimmage. Like screen to the left, house call. Still the coldest photo I've ever seen. Chiefs, Raiders, Brandon Flowers, football, arms crossed, everybody in the crowd, middle fingers.
Yes.
Like I'm not a big picture guy in the basement. That would be blown up and put on a wall.
100%.
That is, in a nutshell, this year. Now, it's not the
Absolutely.
Raiders, but like that is national media and then local media is Brandon Flowers.
Yes.
You didn't call it from day one. You sure about that? You sure that's why? Jared Allen's in people's lists.
Yep. Good one.
Somebody says Mahomes, Kelsey, Derek Thomas, Tony G, Chris Jones. I think that's probably a generic list that everyone would most likely have.
Yeah.
And I know you can have your opinions on Tony Gonzalez. Paid Travis Kelsey's fine, or will. Had the most touchdowns in Chiefs history until this past weekend.
Yep.
And yeah, he had some choice words. But when you put back the, you know, the anger and the hate that he went on and said maybe a line that he shouldn't have said.
That he has since come back and apologized for and kind of walked back. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have the hard feelings that a lot of people do, that a lot of people harbor towards Tony G. That's just me.
I feel bad. He's been fired like from every network. He's simply not good. Oh, man. Somebody says from the 816, I totally have that picture framed in my living room.
Oh, yes.
We're having Thanksgiving at Dave's house. Oh, there's that photo.
There it is. Boom.
Yeah, we ought to get that framed and put it in Kramer's office.